euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Wow, this is Nicole Brandon, and welcome to tonight's Passionate Living Show. This is such a perfect show. As I was listening to the BBC News and listening to everything that's happening around the world, tonight's subject is love. And what is it song, All You Need Is Love? I think this is just the perfect night to be talking about love and being able to come from the heart and sharing that spirit, and especially at this holiday season, a time of magic and miracles and light and gift-giving and the treasuring of one another. So I'm just so pleased to have tonight's guest on. Tonight we are speaking with Barry Selby. And Barry has been on, I would say, every show that I have ever created through the years, on my radio shows and TV shows. And I am just such a huge fan of his work. He is known around the world as the Love Doctor. And I think it's so appropriate that he's here tonight. And I was so excited that he's coming on, because this is a holiday season that really our hearts are so open. And everybody goes into the holiday season with a different frame of mind. And I would just thrilled to talk about his work and the heart and love and romance and passion and pleasure and play. And so, Barry, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back again. It's so much fun to talk with you.
Oh, my gosh. It's always so wonderful to have you here. And I guess I wanted, you know, usually I ask about your childhood, your past, and we've talked so much about your life and what brought you to the work that you're doing. And, you know, if people that are interested in your archive shows, they can just pick up their phone and send a text message to 55678. And the message is just Nicole, and they can, you know, download all of your archives, which I highly recommend you do, because he's amazing. But tonight I would love to focus on kind of the holidays, because it's kind of crazy. Some people are so excited to go back and be with their families, and you know, they're getting ready and they're in the Christmas spirit and they're all cheerful. And there are other people that hate the holidays and they don't like their families and they're afraid because they don't have a date on New Year's Eve and it's another year that they're alone. And could you help us with the holiday dilemma of love?
I certainly can, yes. It's so funny because that's been a topic of conversation recently because of the holidays, because Thanksgiving just passed, the American listeners, and Christmas is coming, and then there's a New Year, and it's one of the most challenging times, personally, I believe, for singles who are, not every single, but singles who are looking for love, who have not had a great luck with it or had a breakup recently. That pain of going to see family or having social gatherings or getting invited to these special events without the person you want to be with can be really painful.
You know, I know that. And I've, you know, I've had my own personal experiences, you know, with it through the years. And some people I know have had, I don't want to say terrible childhoods, because everybody, you know, has their own framework of their childhood, but they might have had parents that were alcoholics or drug addicts, or, you know, grew up in a society or a world where gift giving was not in the process, or a different religion or a different faith. And so Christmas and the holidays were not joyful. And so now they're coming into an adult life with that framework. And a lot of people shut their hearts and their spirits and their little souls down during the holidays, too.
Oh, it's such an interesting time because, again, people have different experiences, different history. But for many people, especially because, and honestly, it's really largely because of the media, there's such a promotion from Hallmark to TV shows that make Christmas look so angelic and so family-oriented and so wonderful, yet so many people don't have that experience. So they're dealing with a very dysfunctional experience because their life doesn't match what is shown on TV and they feel less than, which is really incorrect to do that. But it's what people do because they've been trained to look at the media as being the right information. So it's not fun, to be honest.
So for people that are alone and they're going into the new year without a New Year's date, or they're going into Christmas without somebody to, you know, sit under the tree with and have some eggnog with and snuggle by a fireplace. Is there hope for love and romance in the new year?
Of course. Anytime there is. I mean, it's, if their focus is to find somebody just for New Year's Eve, that may be a bit short-sighted. However, there is so much that, there's so much to say about it, because love is something that is heart-driven, and to find the right person, it isn't time-based. It's really heart-based. And yes, there's easy ways to find somebody, just to find somebody, anybody, be it through a smartphone app or through a dating site that could fill the void, but it's a temporary experience. Because to find the right one does take a bit more deeper investigation and transformation to get that.
So talk a little bit about your work, because I love what you do. I really do. I feel like, you know, sometimes talking to you, it's like the Wizard of Oz, and you click your heels and, you know, I wish I was home, and it's all right inside of you all along. And
right.
Then you take this whole long journey to get to what's inside of you, and you really teach people in a brilliant, fascinating way, you know, that's just absolutely riveting and eye-opening, how to really align with the heart.
To be brutally frank, everyone has their own journey, and everybody's experience is different. So what I will talk about is more general themes. There are individuals, I'll be honest. I've seen individuals where love at first sight happened, they got married and happily ever after for 30, 40 years. That is not normal. And I don't mean in a negative way. I mean that basically the people who find love that way are the rarity. It's not very common experience. For most of us, we have developed things. And for me, what really brought my work forward was coming up with a family that was really working out well. People look at my family and say, oh, it's a great family, stable relationship. My parents were together 60 years. My mother passed away 3 years ago. And it was such a, in quotes, model of healthy relationship. But there was still dysfunction in there and still challenge in there. And it set my mind to understanding the human model, human paradigm, human experience, because I saw some people who didn't have that. There were divorces or abuse or other things in the world. And I really got pulled into this arena of learning about this. It's led me to my work that I do. And there's a part of me that just feels that people, particularly women is my primary audience, but with men as well, the thing that we have is watching people, I don't say suffering, but not having the best of life because they're still wounded or broken from past breakup. And to know that it's fixable and they don't see that, and I want to help them. So it sort of drives my mission, my purpose, my love to help them heal and attract what they really want.
That's just so beautiful. Wow. We all should want that. It's like being on the people mover, you know, in the airport, and all of a sudden you're just moving forward with your heart and your spirit and your life. And now you have a couple books that have done really well.
I've had one book in more than one version, not two books right now. I'm working on it. I've got two or three books brewing, but the one book is out right now. That's the one that got number one. Yes.
And so
I haven't claimed two books yet.
Yeah. So tell me about that.
That book, it's called 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, which people love because people who are old enough to remember, there was a song by Paul Simon that was counter to that, which is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. But this book really became a testament to what I'd learned, because it was a distillation of what I'd studied and learned and gleaned over many years of study. And it came about very serendipitously because I wasn't looking to write a book. And in fact, still have this challenge to believe in myself, be an author. And it's done really well. I mean, it's become a platform to speak from. I've been on quite a few telethons. If I'd had my eighth telethon appearance tomorrow, this year, because of the book, I'm sure, not because of who I am necessarily, but because the book has been this messenger that people have found and loved and learned from. So I love people telling me what they got from the book. Not so much about making me feel good, but the fact that they got value and something I said or wrote in the book has changed their life for the better. And that, for me, is worth every moment of creating that book. It was just such a joy to do it. And a challenge, too, to be honest.
Absolutely. I love 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. And we're going to break in just one second. But I was just thinking, wouldn't that be a great stocking stuffer? Because I just think even for people that are in relationships, especially, yes. You know, what great tips, what a great guide to be able to learn and to experience and have the tools and the techniques and the keys and the secrets and the doorways and the windows and the pathways and the bridges and all of those things to really be able to love your partner in a deeper and more fulfilling way.
Absolutely. And the book is for men and women and couples and singles, so it does have a wider usable audience. You can look at it from the book, definitely.
I love it. I think everybody should stick it in somebody's stocking. 50 Ways to Love Your Lover More when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on UM Times with Barry Selby, the passion doctor. I love just saying that. The passion doctor.
And while I love that too, yes.
It is so great. And when we're on break, it would be wonderful just to think about what you would like in love and romance in the new year. And as we think about a time and a season when our heart space is open, how we can share our gifts, our talents, our love, our kindness, our caring, our wonderment, our adventure, our curiosity, our play, our sensuality, everything that we are and encompass with somebody else and with the world. So it's, your work is just always so special to me, Barry. It really is. And when we return, I would love to talk about some of the work you're doing and how you can help the people out there that are really looking for that heart work.
Absolutely.
We all could use a little heart work. Dear Santa, this year, more love. More love for each individual, for the planet, and for the world.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. UM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of UM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of UM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life. Then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. UM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. I am back with Barry Selby, the passion doctor, here on Passionate Living. Could not be more appropriate if we tried tonight, talking about love and romance and passion. And your book, 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, And so you were saying it's for couples and for individuals. And so how can this mm-hmm. help people?
Basically, each of the chapters speaks to principles of love, relationship, and romance. Some is more about masculine, some about feminine, some about how to communicate. There are things you can use if you're single or in a relationship. And if you're of the opposite gender to what I'm speaking about, there's a lesson in there too. So each of the chapters has a landing. I'd say pretty much for the 50 chapters, every chapter, maybe except one or two, is applicable to everybody. There are a couple of chapters more specific to one or the other, but that's the minority versus the majority. Mm. So,
I just love that this is what you wrote. And now, what's the best way for people to work with you and for your counseling and your help and aligning them with who they are so they are ready for love?
The simplest way I'd say it is it depends on where they're at, what they want to do. If they want to just get focused on where they want to go, I have an online program that will give them exactly what they need to create a vision of what they want to attract, with a caveat that most of us aren't ready as much as we think we are. So the best way, in quotes, to work with me is really working one-on-one. I have something I want to offer at the end of the hour, which is something special I just literally today have put together. But normally working one-on-one is where the work gets done, because we spend 3 months going deep into the client's life and journey so that they can clear out the cobwebs, if you can call them that, or the baggage is another way of putting it, that's been in the way of them choosing what they really want in relationship and love and romance. So they can have a vision that is not so much as a theory, but becomes a practice so they can actually attract what they really want. And one-on-one is really great because it's personalized and custom to what they need and want. So the best way is that way, is private coaching. I do have other options with, as I said, and on a couple of online programs, and something I'll talk about later, which is a new small private group coaching program, which is much more accessible and powerful as well.
Mm. So when you're saying, Barry, that most people, even though they think they're ready, they're not, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. This is one of the things they don't talk about, MeGoToMatch.com or eHarmony or one of those other sites, or Tinder apps for that matter. Let me break this down this way. And I'm going to do a little bit of, I'm going to speak more about the psyche for a second, so bear with me as I go a bit, in quotes, technical. Imagine an iceberg. This is how to put it. Most people who are aware of icebergs are aware of the fact that an iceberg is, majority of its content is below the surface, a little bit above the surface, because ice doesn't float on top of the water, it floats in the water. So an iceberg is roughly 5 to 10% above the ocean, and majority of the 90-95% is below the ocean. What has this got to do with love? Let me explain. And in fact, one of my, I chose to watch one of my great teachers out there, Bruce Lipton, who wrote a book called Biology of Belief. He spoke about this when I spoke to see him a few months ago. He says our consciousness is made up of a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is less than 10% of our awareness. It's only, in fact, around 5 or 6%. Our subconscious mind is the majority, about 90-95%, hence the analogy to the iceberg. What I mean is that what's above the ocean is what's aware, what's checking out things, which is our conscious mind. What's below the surface is already programmed in. Now, this is where it gets interesting. We as human beings tend to be, for the first, when we get born, we don't come in with a user manual or awareness of everything. We come in basically as a sponge to soak up what's around us as a way of living, a way of life, a way of being. And for the first, I would say, between 8 and 10 years of our life, we are a wide-open subconscious mind taking in everything around us as the way that life should be lived and run. So whatever we were aware of by our parents, grandparents, adults around us, modeling relationship, not by what they said, but what they did, we take that on as the way that love should be. And then around the age of 8, 9, or 10, our conscious mind becomes very quickly online. Our conscious mind is like the gatekeeper to our awareness. So at the age of 8, 9, or 10, we start filtering what's happening around us into our mind and choosing what we take in. Until that point, there's no choice. It's automatically embedded. So our beliefs about money, about relationships, about finances, about health, about spirituality, about all these things are generally put in automatically up to the age of 8, 9, or 10. So when it comes to relationships in my area of work, most of us are choosing our relationships based upon what we learned before the age of 10. That might scare some people.
That's Amazing.
Imagine the idea of if you're driving a car up to, you know, driving a car on the freeway, and you give your inner five-year-old the keys to the car. That's a little crazy. And that's the thing about our consciousness. We make our relationship decisions based on what we learned as a kid. And everyone I've worked with, including my own self, I look at my own history. If you look at what your upbringing was by your parents up to the age of 10, how they modeled relationship, good, bad, or indifferent, it's very likely, in fact, I'd say it's almost guaranteed, that every one of your relationships shows symptoms of the same thing. Again, good, bad, or indifferent, that's what happens automatically because we have it programmed into our subconscious, which like a magnet draws to it what it needs. And so when we're out dating, meeting somebody, even though you go on Tinder or Match.com or eHarmony or any other dating site, and you're looking at pictures, you're looking at what they wrote, because none of what they wrote is what you'll find out about them later. It's in our subconscious mind scanning for a match out in the world. So when you meet somebody you're attracted to, a large part of the attraction is based upon your subconscious programming. And as sad as it sounds, if, for example, you're someone who has been abandoned as a kid by your father, and you went to work all the time, workaholic, or you left home, it's likely you'll find you'll be dating men, specifically the women here, you'll be dating men who do the same thing in one shape, way, shape, or form, whether they leave physically, or they check out mentally by getting drunk, or they immerse in video games, whatever it is. They will portray the same pattern in your dating life. So fundamentally, this is why I speak to this a lot in my work, if you are looking to attract the right relationship, you must have a review and work with that history that you've had before that is quite likely overriding your vision, your choice, and your intention for a future relationship.
That's incredible, Barry. I don't think we've actually ever talked about it that way before. And so when somebody makes their list and says, this is what I'm looking for in a partner, in a man, in a woman, in a mate, and they can't ever find it, it's not because it doesn't exist, or it's not because they're not worthy of everything on that list, or that list isn't really what they want. It's simply because they have old patterns that are overriding the list?
In a simple way, yes. The choice that they make, they may have a vision of what they want to create, but again, because that's conscious mind driven, which is 5% of our awareness, it's 90%+ of the subconscious mind going a different direction. And if you've ever, I mean, I could get into the whole thing about vector mechanics and other stuff, which is something I learned a long time ago. Is if you watch people playing like pool or snooker or those sort of game, billiards, the way you hit the ball, and this can sound really strange, it's based upon how you aim things. And if you're not aiming straight, you won't go straight, because your subconscious mind is going to the right whilst you're trying to go straight on. So the trap people fall into is thinking that their vision is all they need and they'll get what they want. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Mm. And then what happens if people start to get what they want and then they get scared and they sabotage it?
Likely because it doesn't match their unconscious programming. And so they're going to unconsciously, because it's comfortable, go back to what is safe and normal for them, which means they may reject what's so amazing, which is insane sounding, but it's what we do logically, because our mind works very logically. And so if we get more than we ask for, get something that's better than we think, we'll sabotage it because it doesn't feel that we can deserve it, because our programming is set up that way. So the way to fix that before you get in a relationship, or if you're in one, is to do the change on the inside of the history so you don't do that again and again and again.
Wow. And so do you dig into people's lives and then they're just like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that, or I didn't even know that about myself? Are they constantly astounded and amazed at what comes up?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends really on, it really depends on who they are and where they are, because not every client's the same. That's why I love doing this work. It's so different every time.
You know, are most people aware of what's stopping them?
I would say most people, and I don't have a survey to guarantee against, but I would say on the planet speaking, planetary speaking, majority of people have no clue. Because I only learned about it during the program I was in, and there's only been 1,300 people been through that program on the planet. So, yes, I would say maybe people in our conscious community type people be aware of it, but not everybody is. And even people in that community miss this piece of the puzzle. So it's not a widespread knowledge, no.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be amazing if we all could release our past patterns or our past fears or past gates or walls or hurdles or boundaries or barriers or anything that has stopped us from loving or leading
absolutely
the kind of life we always meant to live, or being able to be in a relationship that feels safe, but at the same time feels expansive, feels like it's love mm-hmm. overflowing, just this abundant amount of love.
Right. Yeah. It's
What a great world for you to be playing in. What a great playground. Let's go to that playground. That sounds like the one to go to. And I know we're jumping to just a break in a minute and we come back. I would love to talk to you about some of your workshops and also mm-hmm. some things that people can do when they are alone. You know, if Christmas is yeah. coming up or Hanukkah or New Year's and you don't have a date, how people mm-hmm. can maybe take themselves on self-dates or ways that they can be able to, you know, have self-fulfilling love in that
yes.
space. If you can offer some clues or hints on how to do that, I would really appreciate it, because you're just such an expert at what you do. And I know I would love to be able to help the people that are out there. And this is just such a beautiful and magical and glorious and spectacular time of year. And everybody deserves to be loved and to share the gifts and the magi of everything, generosity and beauty and grace. And the angels are here to assist us, and music abounds, and we should see no sad faces and no sorrow and no pain. And even if it means volunteering and helping at charities and giving and giving and giving, and you know, that circles back into your heart. So more with Barry Selby when we return here on Passionate Living, talking to the Love Doctor today on everything about heart, romance, and love. What does this holiday season hold for you? And are you ready for love in the new year? If you are, stay tuned. And if you're afraid, stay tuned, because we have answers for you here on the channel.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Barry Selby, the Love Doctor. I just like saying that. I just think I'm just going to put it up on my wall. So,
works for me.
So, Barry, I was asking you right before the break about people that are alone during the holidays. Do you have any hints for them or clues or advice?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of pressure on the holidays that we should be a certain way. And that's the thing, the trap you don't need to fall into. Because who you are and what you're about, you're deserving and doesn't have any, there's nothing influenced by anything outside of yourself. So it's really, frankly, coming back to remembering who you are and what you're about. And it's not about relationship making you complete, because you are complete even dependent of relationship, which is another mistake people forget. They still have a, the challenge is people feel that they will be complete when they find their perfect love, which is a codependent model that is an old school model. And truth is, the relationship you have is additive to who you are, not replacing who you are. So remember first that you're fulfilled, you're whole, you're complete, as you already are. There are plenty, to be honest, activities and things you can do as a single, but there are other singles as well. I'm not saying you're going to meet somebody there, but you'll find people you can go play with. So that's something that is definitely available to you. But the biggest part is where you come from. And coming from a place that you're already whole, you're already fulfilled, you're already okay, so you don't feel you need to feel alone, lonely, and upset, is a good place to start.
That's such great advice. For people that are new to your work, can you share just a little bit? I know so much about you, I could write the book. But about how you got into this work and how you became the love doctor and how this became a passion of yours to help other people find true love.
I had a perfect upbringing, and I should say parents together, stable marriage, healthy, no abuse, addictions, or anything else, which is unusual at the time. Looking back on it to a large degree, but I came through a lot of discovery about my own patterns and path along the way, and it led me to understanding about how we as men and women are very different, but we don't acknowledge that and honor and respect that. And it also came to me realizing what defining issues of relationships are, is that people, again, projecting their old history onto their partners, which is what I mentioned earlier, but also that we don't live our true nature in relationship. And part of my work is helping men and women live authentically in their masculine and their feminine, respectively, to be more authentic, more aligned, so we can attract and be in a perfect marriage relationship. Sorry, marriage is a loaded word. A perfect relationship of expansion and growth and support and gets me excited, so I forget the words I'm using. But it's really the passion for me is to help both my clients who are heartbroken to heal, because one of my joys is seeing the people I work with be wholehearted, to be fulfilled in who they are and loving themselves. So when they attract a relationship, it's in the overflow, which is such a joyful experience versus from a place of like, oh, they hope they'll find somebody. So, it's something I'm very, very passionate about.
And how did you become the love doctor? I mean, I love the name.
Truthfully, it was word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It was a title that some of my clients and other coaches called me because they liked what I was talking about and they loved where it came from. And to be honest, there was a certain part about they liked my voice, which sounded very soothing. So they were very joyful about the love doctors being a moniker. You know, it's not a brand I can catch because it's already used by somebody else. But I do love the label because it's really fun and people love me that way.
It's great. It's one of the best that I've ever heard. I mean, absolutely. And it's the right time of year. I mean, you must be so busy. Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's, all these holidays where people are looking and searching and longing for love in the process.
Right. And that is something that I love. It is busy, but also some people have yet to recognize that they want the help, unfortunately. But it's something that I do love serving and helping. And this time of year, especially because, when clients are going home for the holidays, and yes, because of New Year's particularly, because they're really going to kiss at midnight on December 31st. And Valentine's Day, when you want to celebrate with somebody, not just anybody, it's definitely a time of year when people start thinking about that. So I love having that chance to share and to really serve the clients that way.
It's fantastic. And then at what point does somebody come to you? Do they come to you when they've been doing Match.com or eHarmony, or they've been to dating services and they're just not meeting their true love, or when they're in a relationship and it's not working, or they're at, you know, just spinning around? At what point does somebody come and say, Barry, SOS?
It varies. Some people are in deep pain when they call me, and some of them are looking at life and seeing that they want to make some different choices, and they're a place of peace about it, and they want to do it the right way. So it varies. So there isn't a right or wrong way of doing it. It really is about the time you choose at the time you choose. So there really isn't a right or wrong way.
This is just, for me, it's so much joy to be able to share helping people find true love and true romance and true pleasure and all of these things that we long for and that people stop putting on their Christmas list as they get older. When they're little, you see kids say, I want my mommy and daddy to be back together again, or I want a baby brother or a puppy, you know. But true. These things that they ask Santa for love that are all love related.
Yeah.
You know.
And I understand. And, you know, someone says, you know, well, Christmas is a loving relationship. That's great. But the thing is, wishing and hoping doesn't necessarily create it. It's doing the work to get that. And one of the things I talked about recently on one of my video interviews, or it was on another radio show, it hit me very hard, very clearly, that as people, which is crazy for me to see this, when somebody is looking to expand their business or go into money markets, they will get some coaching or guidance from a marketing expert or an investment counselor or investment broker, something like that. Also, if you come and look at the health, they may go to see a health practitioner, be a chiropractor or a doctor or a fitness expert or a yoga instructor or a nutritionist, whatever that is. But when it comes to love and romance, they go on Match.com and hope for the best. And I'm thinking, if that isn't the definition of insanity, I'm not sure what is. Like, why is it that people think that love is easy? And what came up straight away when I said that was, it's because they look at the people around them and presume it is. It's a mistake. That because it was for them, it will be for them too. So relationships are not necessarily an easy choice, especially if you're willing to do the deep work to get an amazing relationship. And that isn't something everybody chooses. Some people just want to have convenience of a warm body next to them. If they want that, I can absolutely... they can do it on their own. They don't need my help for that. But I'm about people who want a really amazing relationship that fulfills everything they want. That's where my heart lies and my passion is.
Mm. When you were little and you said your parents had such a beautiful relationship, you know, I know mine have, and you and I have talked about that, you know, several times. Mm-hmm. Do we want what we see all the time, like you're talking about, if you had a dad that abandoned you or something like that, if, you know, you're saying the marriage looked beautiful, but it also had its problems. And I know even for myself that when you see a perfect love, you imagine it's perfect. You imagine that there aren't problems or there aren't disagreements or that there aren't challenges.
The basically, appearances are deceptive, as is known. And it is this this amazing awareness to see people choosing things. I just go a bit mind-boggling about it because of that choice we make. Because we don't know differently. And again, we don't come into this world with a user manual or a working understanding of everything that unfolds. We have such a blindness. Our awareness. We don't. It's like awareness is this strange piece that we get, kind of like a flashlight that we didn't know could turn on. And when we do, we say, "Wow, I never saw that before."
It's a great analogy.
Yeah. Well, when it's just like a flashlight, you start seeing things the way you didn't see them. And sometimes for some people, being being in the dark is safer. I'm passionate about people being in the light, personally, and I know you are too.
That's such a great analogy, like a flashlight that hasn't been turned on yet, or that you didn't know it could turn on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's incredible. So when somebody has the epiphany of love, is it sometimes different than what they thought love was?
I would say yes, but that's a very loaded question. Because love is something that we have a vision of, but what shows up doesn't match that. Again, because I spoke before about our upbringing, we have a multifaceted lens we look through that may not be exactly what we think it is. And then we sort of get what we matches that and going, this is what I expected. So, you know, different.
It's just, I love this analogy. It's like a flashlight that hasn't been turned on and you didn't know it could turn on. It's like all these cool little Christmas toys that are out there. And I know we're going to jump to a break in just a second here. But when we come back, I'd love to talk about your new work that you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And some opportunities for people to find love during the holidays and in their future and in their new year. And certainly for those of you that are, you know, making your vision boards or making your list, you know, you might want to write down today is... and today's date, a year from today. And say, I found my true love. I worked with Barry Selby, the love doctor. And I am now in a happy, fulfilled, peaceful, grateful relationship with someone who loves and supports me, all of that. And put it in your year plan to find love. If love has not found you and you have not found it, it might be right around the corner. More with Barry Selby, the love doctor. We return here in Passionate Living on our new home, Monanta.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with the love doctor, Barry Selby. talking about love, romance, passion, pleasure, play, and the happily ever after, one of my favorite subjects of all times. Absolutely. So tell me what's coming up. What's in store for those that are looking for love?
Well, there's a few things. In terms of my work, I literally, today, because this came up in a conversation with one of my coaches this morning, have, and it's not even on my website, this is totally brand new, it's I won't say private, but it's not public, so those who listen to this radio show get first dibs. I am launching in January, and I'm taking registrations now for a new, very small private group coaching program. 6 weeks long, for 80 people maximum. There'll be one for men, one for women, separate. I'm keeping this separate for each one. With it will basically take them from the pain and hurt of feeling alone and not getting what they want and being left out at the social gatherings and not getting the holiday advice they want and they're looking across the couch and not seeing the love they want and there's only one toothbrush in the bathroom. All those feelings of lacking and emptiness and void, and helping them go from there to really feeling their life being full and attracting what they really want, so they have full attractive energy and attracting what they really want. And I'm not promising in the 6 weeks they'll find their love, but Valentine's Day is only 9 weeks away. So, no, hang on, 12 weeks away, get my head straight on that one, but it's soon. So to have them be prepared to attract what they want and be fulfilled so they're not needing somebody, but in fact attracting somebody, change their lives. So that is my most immediate and fresh offering. And as I said, there's nothing on my website, you can't find it there. But I'm taking people who want to apply if they email me directly. And that's just simply send an email to my name, which is barry@barrysilvey.com. It is a special, and I've had this also come up, the next 24 hours, so until this time tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. If you email me and want to be in the program, you'll also get as my gift, additionally to the program, no extra cost, a 45-minute private laser coaching call with me to be used anytime during the 6-week program on your timing.
Wow, that's such a generous offer, because I know how valuable your time is and I know how quickly you're able to transform and change people's lives. And I know the results. I know so many people that have worked with you that just, you know, want to put you on a chair and carry you around for a year or two. You know, they're just,
thank you.
Just revered in the world of love. And so, you know, I know how special that is for you even to offer that to people. And I love that there's separate groups, that there's a separate men's group and a separate woman's group. And so people have that ability to be able to be free enough to share their feelings and their thoughts and their, we have, as you know, part of our transformational groups, you know, you and I take so many workshops and so many events, and we have so many friends that teach events, and we always have these really wonderful questions like, you know, if someone really know me, they would know that I, you know, whatever, or, and people answer those questions, and, or if, you know, sometimes people think whatever. And I know that we were doing an exercise and some people would say, well, sometimes people think I have more money than I do, or sometimes people think I'm more successful than I am, or, you know, whatever it is. And of course, in one of the men's groups, somebody said, sometimes, you know, people think I'm not looking at women's breasts when I actually am, or something like that.
Love it.
And so I love that you can create a separate men's group and a women's group so people can just be free to be who they are and say whatever they're saying and feel what's in their heart and have the support of somebody who has gone through it or from their perspective or that knows a little bit about what it's like to be alone in that particular fashion or way.
Absolutely.
I just think that's genius. And then, you know, the show is Passionate Living, and I always love to ask our guest, Barry, what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Oh, this is my juice, as it were. For me, really, it is that living a passionate life means living true to your heart's calling. When you're living in a place where you're serving and giving your gifts and doing it in a way that is supporting humanity, and you're being handsomely rewarded for it, of course, because that's what your alignment is. That's a passionate life. Yes, it includes love and relationships, because I'm very passionate about that too. But for me, and it's partly because being a man is part of the priority, because men and women have different sequences of how they do things in life. But for men, this is part of the work I learned, is my purpose comes before my relationship. I want to live my purpose fully. My relationship benefits, and so is the planet. So passionate living is definitely about living our work in the world.
Mm-hmm. What a great answer. I always love. She just flows, trickles right off your tongue. And it's always so poetic, and you're right, and your voice is just so melodic. You go, ah, oh, yes, it sounds lovely. Let's do that. That's something we should all be part of. And it's such a gift having you here. You know, time and time again, I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly mesmerized. I'm constantly diving in. And I loved your analogy today about a flashlight that hasn't been turned on yet. Mm-hmm. You don't even know that it can turn on, because how many of us don't even realize, you know, what's inside. And I know that I was working with a charity, and they said to this little boy, "Do you know who's inside?" And he shook his head no. And they said, "Santa Claus is inside." And it was a charity for One Voice, 135,000 families under poverty level every year. And they go in, and these families are fed, and they see Santa Claus, and the kids are face painted, and, you know, whatever. And this little boy, just complete blank stare, could care less. And they took the child through to see Santa, and they gave him toys, and they painted his face, and they fed this child who probably hadn't been fed in quite some time. And right. Afterwards, the mother came over, and she said, "I wanted to apologize for my son." We were like, "Why?" And she said, "Well, when you told him that, did you know who was inside? Santa Claus," and he didn't react. She said, "We've never had anything, so we never told him about Santa. So he didn't even know what it was when you said it."
Right.
And when you said that, that was my thought. I was remembering about this kid of, you know, he didn't even react because he didn't know what it was, and how incredible it is for people to not know what real love or romance or passion or bliss or euphoria or really the coming together of two souls in this volcanic, you know, sort of fireworks way that we call, you know, unbridled love or unbridled living. And the fact that you can help people realign with their spirit and soul and release all these past behaviors and beliefs and really step forward into the kind of love that can make their dreams come true is just one of the greatest gifts of all, Barry. It really is. So my holiday recommendation, first day with my new tongue, huh? My holiday recommendation is, and it's been doing so well today.
I love it.
That's a gift received. No. The 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, which I think is just a great stocking stuffer and a great gift for anyone at any time. And I think that your workshops are just fabulous for people to step into really being able to do love correctly and from a heart-centered way. And we look forward to having you back here in the new year. It's always such a joy. And once more, tell people again your website and how to find you.
Yes. My website is barryselby.com. If they go to the book link on my site, they find the book in ebook format, physical or Kindle. I have an online program right now, which is a vision program. It's a special bargain right now. If you go to Dating Advantage on my site, that's a $97 download of 8 modules, which are given what you need in love and relationships. There's my private coaching. There's also stuff on my site. But again, the new small group coaching program is only available by email. It's not on my site. So, and that's Barry at barryselby.com.
Oh, fantastic. Well, for all you out there, find love. It's the magic of the holidays. And for Barry Selby and for myself, we are wishing you a happy and a healthy holiday season, and love to your families, and light and joy. And as we hear the news at the top of the show and what's going on around the world, I think if we can all just take a minute and focus on love and love for each other and care for each other and love for the earth and for the planet and love around the world, because love really is the greatest gift that we were ever given and the greatest gift that we can share with others, whether it's this holiday season or at any time, but certainly now that it's a season of miracles, I know that we both wish you love, and the happily ever after. And we look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Living, and Thursday on Hourglass Bride at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And for all of you around the world, we are wishing you a happily ever afterlife. And 50 ways to love your lover. I love it. And more with the Love Doctor next year. And take this moment. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe into your heart, and send love to those you care about, those you've never met yet. Love around the world, and love to you, Barry. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Happily ever after. Love. What past beliefs can you release today so love is on the other side of that door, just waiting for you this holiday season and the new year and always? For a copy of tonight's show or any of our archives, simply send a text message to 55678. See you next week.